If you need an answer, praise the Lord.
Praise Him.
When you praise God, everything can change. For my God inhabits praise.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let everything that I breath. Praise the Lord.
Oh.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. With every clap of my hands.
Yeah, I'm gonna clap my hands because He's been good.
With every stomp of my feet.
Yeah, I'm gonna stomp my feet because He set me free.
With every note of my voice.
Yeah.
Minutes past the hour, 6 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford. Annual Memorial Day program, remembering the greats of the past. And this is, and that was Thomas Whitfield and the Whitfield Company. And that everything praise Him. And that was so nice. You can go back and play that one twice.
praise the Lord. If you need an answer, praise the Lord. When you praise God, everything can change. For my God inhabits praise.
Praise the Lord, let everything that I bless. Praise the Lord,
praise the Lord,
praise the Lord,
Whitfield and the Whitfield Company, and let everything praise him. 10 minutes past the hour of 6 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Evangelist and Pastor Teacher Don Lee Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, June the 2nd, 2019 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, and we are featuring great gospel artists of the past. Hopefully you are enjoying what we're bringing to you. We aren't taking requests today, but we'd be glad to dedicate something that we already have programmed to whomever you wish. someone who was important in your life who's passed off the scene, you'd like to remember them with a song, we'd be glad to play something appropriate. Just give us a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. At the same number to call, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, we plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. I'd love to hear the praise God with you, or pray for you, or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to that phone as your act of faith. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to also join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise reports that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. The late Reverend Timothy Wright and the New York Fellowship Mass Choir. And this is Jesus, 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 here on Sounds of Praise.
Come on, clap your hands and give the Lord some praise. Tell you a little story. There was an old mother who lived in New Orleans who was displaced by Hurricane Katrina. She lost everything that she had, her home, car, family. And when they evacuated her, they sent her to a shelter between New Orleans and Baton Rouge. And while she sat there on a cot that they had provided for her, she had been without food and water and the necessities, and she began to cry. She started to shed tears. But while she was crying, she thought on the goodness of the Lord. And she started singing this little song. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on, help me say that. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I need some help.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Come on, lift your voice and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on. Jesus, Jesus. Well, a young man walked up to her and said, Mother, why are you calling on Jesus? Shouldn't you be calling on FEMA? Shouldn't you be calling on the Red Cross, Salvation Army? Or better yet, shouldn't you be calling on President Bush and Cheney and those? And she said, son, you don't understand. There's a reason why I'm calling on that name. Because that's the name that's above every name. And she said, there's a reason why I'm calling on that name, Jesus. And you know what she told that young boy? She said, come here, let me tell you why I call on that name. Savior, Savior, Savior. Come on, help me say that.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Anybody know him as the Savior?
Savior, Savior, Savior.
What's his name?
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Come on, help me say Savior.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Everybody lift your voice. Savior. Oh, he's a savior.
Savior, savior, savior.
What's his name? Yeah.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Well, about that time, the paramedics was rushing by with a stretcher. They had an old man on the stretcher that had a seizure because he couldn't get his medication and his prescription. And she stopped him and said, where are you taking this man? They said, we're trying to get him over to the triage unit and get him some medical attention. She said, let me look at him. And while she was looking at the old man, a young girl came up with a baby in her arm, and the baby had a fever. She said, let me look at the baby too. And the young boy said, why you want to look at these folk? Why you want to look at these folk? You know what she told him? Healer, healer, healer. That's what the old mother said. Healer, healer, healer. I wish y'all would help me say that up in here. Come on.
Healer, healer, healer.
What's his name?
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Anybody know him as a healer? Come on.
Healer, healer, healer.
Why don't you wave your hand and say healer?
Healer, healer, healer.
Yeah, he's a healer.
Healer, healer, healer.
What's the Lord's name?
Jesus, Jesus.
Well, about that time, there was a big commotion over by the exit door. Folks was rushing over to the exit door to see what was going on. They was making a lot of noise, and somebody sent a note, and it said there were 3 tractor trailers out there with food, water, and medicine, and mother started to really cry now. She really lost it now. And then somebody else sent another note saying there were 2 more tractor trailers that just showed up with dry clothes and Pampers and all the other stuff that they needed. And mother just lost it. She just started boo-hooing all over the place. And the young boy walked up to mother and said, mother, why are you crying now? You ought to be rejoicing. You ought to be shouting and rejoicing. Why are you crying now? She said, son, once again, you don't understand. You know what she told him? She lifted up her hand. She said, thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on, y'all, help me here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Anybody want to tell him thank you? What's his name?
Jesus, Jesus.
He's a strong tower.
Jesus, Jesus.
He's a shelter in a time of storm. Be there when things go wrong, yeah. There's power in that name, yes it is.
6:18 here on WMFO in Medford, Sunday, June the 2nd, 2019 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts, and we are featuring, 1 week late, our annual Memorial Day program, Remembering Gospel Greats of the Past. Now, these next two artists, they have not passed, thank God, they are still here with us. But they're going to sing about the blessings of God's heaven. That's what we have a certainty about. That when we breathe our last here on this earth, because we've given our life to the risen Christ, who paid the penalty for all of our sin and gives us his salvation victory, we know that we have a home over there. Jennifer Hudson. Here on Sounds of Praise.
There's a place in heaven. Love's house.
Jennifer Hudson here on Sounds of Praise. Jesus promised me a home over there, and you can be certain that he will keep his promise. But once we get there, the location is not what it's all about. The fact that he is there is what makes heaven, heaven for those who put their trust in him. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, and as long as there's you here on Sounds of Praise.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. As I rode down the highway, the song just started to roll over my, in my spirit. And I began to write the song based on my heart, based on my spirit, based on my passion. And the song just said,
if there were no gates of pearl, if there were no streets of gold,
say now, now.
If there was no other world power in a land where we won't grow old, oh, I'm not thinking about those signs. No, oh, won't be there to enjoy the view. No,
get to heaven.
We don't want anyone listening to the program today to miss out on being in heaven one day with the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're going to bring Pastor McClurkin right back, along with Pastor Marvin Sapp and Israel Houghton. And they're going to invite you to come as you are and receive the salvation gift of Almighty God.
Come as you are, and bring every burden. Come as you are, bring all your shame. Come as you are, I know you're hurting, but when you call upon His name, answer.
No, we'll never be the same when we give our life to the Lord Jesus Christ. All of the sin of the past have been covered, forgiven, and we're starting with a clean slate. And we aren't perfect. We're going to still make mistakes and fail, but God has provided a solution for that as well. Jesus, when He said on the cross, "It is finished," it meant even the things that we haven't done yet that need His cleansing power, He paid the penalty for them all. And so that's why salvation has a tremendous sense of assurance for those who will place their faith and their trust in Him. Now, God doesn't take prisoners. He won't make you come to Him. He won't make you stay saved. But He will provide all that you'll need so that you can come and receive all the victory that He has for you in this life as well as in the life that is to come. And I believe there's those of you out there who need to receive his salvation gift this day. So I'm going to lead you in prayer. If you'll repeat these words after me, there's no magic in the words, but if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring his salvation gift alive in your life this very moment, this very day. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I recognize I'm outside of your saving grace and your keeping power. And I've heard so many today testify of their love that they receive from you and the forgiveness that's in your plan for their lives. And I want that assurance. I need that assurance. And so I'm coming to you just as I am, asking you to cleanse me from all my sin, all my unrighteousness. Make me the person that you created me to be and that salvation allows me to attain. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. If you pray that prayer, or if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me. And if you mean it, God's done it, or God will do it. And when you do that, I want to know about it. Why? Because I got some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those giving their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. You can receive by calling me while I'm on the air. I'll be here at 8 o'clock or a little bit thereafter, but don't wait until then. You can call the station right now, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And we'll send the material, like I said, out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church, although you need to allow God to lead and guide you as to what church you should become involved in. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced or sell your name and address for some other group's mailing list. We're not going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. The number again while we're on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. The Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, M-E-D-F-O-R-D, Mass. 02156. And like I said, we'll send the material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. And you can also email me if you wish at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And we'll send the material to you, like I said, free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. But please don't put off for some other day what you need to do today. Some other day is not promised to anyone. 6:38 is the Sounds of Praise time. Hopefully you've given your life to the Lord. And if so, you're going to allow him to work his powerful work, his transforming work in your life this day. Because that's what Jesus Christ in his salvation does. It makes the most important change that we could ever experience in our life. The late Bishop Walter Hawkins and Tremaine Hawkins, and the song is entitled Changed, here on Sounds of Praise.
A change has come over me. He changed my life, and now I'm free. Tremaine is coming at this time.
A change
making a difference in the greater Boston music scene, from the East Coast to the West Coast and around the world with the very best in gospel music. You listen to the Sunday, June the 2nd, 2019 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we're featuring today our annual Memorial Day program, Remembering Gospel Greats of the Past. And we played a ton of music. Let's go back and see what we played. On this last set, we heard Thomas Whitfield and the Whitfield Company with Let Everything Praise Him. Reverend Timothy Wright in the New York Fellowship Mass Choir with Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jennifer Hudson with Jesus Promised Me a Home Over There. Pastor Donnie McClurkin with As Long As There Is You. And then we brought Pastor McClurkin back along with Pastor Marvin Sapp and Israel Houghton with Come As You Are. Bishop Walter and Tremaine Hawkins with The Love Alive Choir and Change. And we just heard Donnie Hopper and the New Jersey Mass Choir and You Change My Life. That's what salvation does. It changes us from the direction that we were heading in to the direction that God would have us to go, that will one day lead us into His very presence. Okay, 6:54 is the Sounds of Praise time. Want to inform you or remind you or let you know that we plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to be able to praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone up here again. You need to go to that phone and send the phone. Since faith pleases God, we know He's going to work in your behalf. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise reports that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. The late Aretha Franklin, from the album Amazing Grace, this is What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Can somebody say amen?